Kayla's Corner.
Oh, yeah.
Come down to Kayla's Corner. Where the news is great. Where the files are late.
That's good.
Yeah. Where she only dates the Lord. Kayla's Corner.
I love that.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
This is Delusions.
Yeah, let's go.
The podcast where we dive deep into the convergence of ideas. We're excited to take you on a journey through the flood of discussion on topics ranging from culture, faith, politics, and everything in between. We'll bring banter with new perspectives, interesting guests, and lively conversation that will challenge and inspire you. Join us as we explore the deluge of ideas and find the common ground that brings us all together. Here on Delugions, here's your host on deck from the Delugions Lair, Phil Bill.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Delugions Podcast. I'm your crazy host, Philip. Ian Rubble, if you can't say that, Phil Bill's fine. And welcome to Happy New Year. This is our first episode of the new year. Oh, it begins. It begins immediately. Welcome. Okay. And welcome. We have our friends here today, and not just a friend, just my best friend, but Mi Esposa. Right here on my right. Aww. Naomi, look at the eyes, and she just looks at me with all that love.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, so give it up for Naomi. She's back here at the lair. And of course, we got straight from Merced. And I have to say this is that he just has an announcement, right? You're getting married, too?
What? Hold on. I'm already married, folks. All right. Okay.
He's trying to start stuff.
That was just crazy, man. No. We're trying to start stuff. I don't come in trying to start it up with your marriage.
That was hey. He's like, New Year, same you, bro.
You're foul, bro.
That was Matt. I forgot. He's the one engaged. So, yeah. But yeah, I hear you are going to be ordained as you could get to marry and bury, right?
Yeah, marry, bury, and dip, too, in case you want to meet me down in the river. I'll dip you.
Boy, you're not
baptized.
Full submersion.
Full submersion.
All right. Okay. So just to put it out there, yes, technically, I am a licensed Reverend in the Assemblies of God now.
Hey.
All right.
Thank you. So now I can...
The OG from the OF and the AG.
Forgiveness of sins and all those things like that. All of the above. I cannot make... I haven't got my condemnation license yet, so I'm working on that.
Condemnation license. Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you. You have to refer to me as Reverend now.
Reverend, not Father?
No, not Father.
Not Bishop?
No, not Bishop.
Okay, Pope. So
yeah, we're not doing that.
Reverend.
He's like kiss my ring.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry. And back, of course, the one that causes the most trouble here. Wait, which one? Actually, I'm glad I get to look this. I see two people here. Not the... Okay.
I was going to
say three.
It was...
Wow.
No, I was talking about previous episode. Because we don't tell outside jokes. Or we tell inside jokes. That's an inside joke for somebody.
At Norma.
My mom.
Yes. I guess we tell a lot of inside jokes, but we are inside the lair and we have Kayla. So give it up for Kayla. She has a very special.
Wow, that was so fake of a laugh right now. Everyone had good laughs. I mean, claps.
There you go. Kayla's right there. All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Kayla. We should have clapped more for you.
I know.
Introduce her again.
Okay.
Honestly, y'all fake for that. Everyone is like all hyped for each other.
All right, give it up for
out here.
Get up for Kayla.
Dang. Bethany, you're a real one. She just met me producer. And she's supporting. She's
there
a girl's girl.
Go. There you go. And of course,
Sorry, not that. Excuse me.
Okay. Miss. Of course, we have the guy with drinking the Harvey Milbrook.
Harvey Milbrook.
Where are we?
Goodness.
Let's start.
Wow, bro.
Where am I?
Filthy. That's what you
got in my face.
Filthy Phil.
Okay. Wow.
Goofy right. Phil, he said. Who's new tagline. Bro? That's the header for that? The episode. That's the title.
Filthy Phil.
Filthy Phil. Hey, do you guys remember the Garbage Pail Kids? Didn't they have a Filthy Phil?
Yeah, maybe.
Garbage. Who remembers the Garbage Pail Kids?
I remember like them existing. I don't remember the names.
So. You and Bethany. We have the Bethany in the audience, and she remembers, and she's a you're young, you're in your 20s, right?
Watch the movie and I used to collect cards.
Wow. I used to have the cards too. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so did there was there a Filthy Phil?
Yeah, or no. He was in the movie. I think he was.
Oh,
he had, boogers all over him.
Oh, that I remember sense. That was that snotty.
That's him. Which still fits actually. Yeah. Super accurate.
Yeah.
That was Snotty Scotty, I think. There's a lot are you guys in the Google Garbage Pail Kids
name with them.
It's
Uber like
Guru. It's
oh,
it's a real thing. Aaron, oh. And Bethany, you remember Snotty Scotty.
Dirty Diana.
Nancy Pelosi.
Let's go. Wait,
Nancy. Dang, nasty Nancy.
That's what I was trying to say. Negative Nancy, but Nancy Pelosi came out. Sorry, I didn't mean that, Sister Nancy.
It's Foul Phil.
Oh, Foul Phil.
Oh,
that's
that
Phil.
Definitely
that
was. That's the title.
Yes. Yeah, on the screen.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know how to say it.
Assistant technological producer.
She's coming back.
We have now fact checkers here because we do have fake news. I mean, think about it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we need that. We need that kind of support on this podcast.
Yes, we do.
Fake news, Phil.
Fake news, Phil. Because we just be saying anything out here.
Yeah. And somebody.
Okay, but we do want to say a very special thank you and the very happy new year to our listeners and our viewers because we hit a milestone this past month when we had a little bit of a break. Omar, you want to tell them the announcement?
I'll tell you something.
Tell us.
We're at 20. 24, and we're going in with 2,500 followers on YouTube. Yay! Six episodes in.
Six.
Filthy Phil, back at it again. Sex episode, bro. You can't say something like that, dude.
I have a speech impediment. Sometimes it just comes out.
Bro, that's called Tourette's, my boy.
Oh, my God. We're not going down.
Hey, what? You know what? Let's get back on track. But 2,500 followers, dude, that is huge.
Isn't it 2,500? Or 2,500, right?
Yeah.
2,500.
Hey, we'll take it. 2,500.
Six episodes?
Five.
Yeah. That ain't bad.
That's good.
Yes.
An accomplishment.
Yeah.
We praise God for that because... yeah,
I know. Just, and we're just out here saying a whole lot of nothing.
I know.
A whole lot of nothing. But we'll
shout out to you guys.
Yeah. Our jokes on you. The joke's on you.
You thought.
what is our motto that we say here? What's the motto?
From here, I don't know.
What's the motto?
What's the motto with you?
We'll make you laugh or...
That was a good dad joke. Yeah, that was a good one.
Awesome. Oh, you can't
I want to think about
gadgets.
That all night, honestly. What's
a motto?
Okay. The absurd, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I'm not talking motto. About your bio. I'm talking about...
Oh. Just kidding. Oh. Did I identify as...
Wow.
We're going to talk about this.
We digress.
We'll make you laugh or even make your eyes... Or make your eyes roll, right?
Eyes roll, yeah.
Roll? What's an eye roll? She won't do that.
Okay, I don't do it on command.
Yeah. All right, so you got to share this. Okay, we have an inside joke here. to get to know each other here, my wife, my beautiful wife, if you try to dare her to not roll her eyes, how many times do you think you roll your eyes in the day? Not just counting at me. I'm talking about like generally. Didn't somebody ask you a question?
At work, yeah.
What did they say?
They asked me if I could ever stop rolling my eyes, and I said no. It's hard. Yeah. It's really hard. Because,
Because people just say stupid things.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're like, this is the Lord controlling my tongue.
Yes.
You just need to tell them, look it, I'm Mexican. I roll my R's and my I's.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. How do you...
That's a good one.
Okay. But yes, you do your eyes. You never at me. It's always just Google eyes at me. Right?
Okay.
Yes.
Google eyes. Okay.
Show them the Google eyes that you get. You look at me. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Not the producer back there. You get that. So a special shout out. We have Kobe in the house. Woo! He's behind Kobe! The cameras. Yes. Kobe. And we have Bethany. Now, so you're going to meet another Bethany probably next week. But this time we have a different Bethany. Right there, we had a little... We'll insert that camera picture that we just did. She's there. She's the one doing our fact checking right now. But yeah, so... But we do sincerely want to thank you for following us. And we want to give a special shout out to a very special country. When we first started off, it was a lot local, you know, because our you know, grandmas and our friends are helping us out, supporting us. Thank you, friends. Thank you, family.
Shout out. Shout out to the family.
To the family. And then here in the United States. And then all of a sudden, to the family. And then we had Canadians. Canadians were checking in and going, man,
thank
like
you,
30%.
A. Thank you, A.
Yeah.
Thank you, A.
But you know who passed everybody up? There's one country. If you haven't, what do you think it is?
Is it Down Under?
We had New Zealand and Australia. Oh. Sorry. Sorry.
I'm like, dang, my accent sucks.
Oh, well, you got a cold or what?
Are you is that Pakistani? No, Indonesia. Yeah, like, wow. Yeah, like mostly Indonesia. So
cool.
Shout out to those of you watching or listening in Indonesia.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you for your support.
That must be very bored.
Yeah. Hey, that's where my sweater was made. Shout out to Indonesia, man. Oh, that's my cool.
Yeah.
Thank you all. That's cool. All those little kids out there, thank you.
Y'all foul. You're foul.
Great garments. And but leave some comments. You know what I mean? You gotta do that. We need to bump up the algorithm, bro.
In the middle of this, and speaking of the algorithm, what can they do, Kayla, to help us out?
What can they do? Y'all can follow us on all the social media platforms. Obviously, if you're watching us, you have social media. So go ahead and click that follow button, like, repost. I love that TikTok has that little repost video thing or whatever. So easy. Just do, get the word out. We're just out here having a good time and we like being able to interact with people. And shout out to you guys for following us.
Speaking of Kayla.
I don't know. What is it with these segues?
Okay. Segue, yeah.
So Kayla, I know you're there.
You should just go insert segue here. And then we'll know. We're going on.
We have a very special feature for today. We've been having different segments. And today we're starting a new segment called...
Kayla's Corner.
All right.
Kayla's Corner. Can't wait.
All right, here we go.
You don't have to wait. It's about to happen right now.
Oh. That's
the beauty about it.
This is live television, folks.
Where the news is great, where the files are late, where she only dates the Lord. Kayla's Corner.
The door's open.
Girls trip turned into emergency landing trip.
Is it UFO?
Wait, you guys haven't seen this?
No. I have. The Bible
doesn't even know what I'm talking about. She knows the Bible.
Yeah, this is really bad.
Yeah. No, this is like major bad. Yeah. We'll talk about it right now.
This is nightmare fuel.
Yes.
This is called Scary Corner.
I know. This is like quite literally what our nightmares are made of. Like every like... possibility thought when you're about to go when you get in a plane like happened to these people. So I watched a longer video of a girl who was on the flight explaining more in detail what happened, and she was luckily for her in the front of the plane because this happened in the back of the plane. So it was the fuselage door, which is not like an
emergency
actual
exit.
No, it's not an actual a door fuselage? But fuselage thank you. Door that literally know. As they were in takeoff
damn, I'm sorry,
I'm never gonna get through
fuselage.
Andale
fuselage. Never mind, bro, it's Spanish.
Andale
we're trilingual here. Anyway,
sorry.
Let's go back to the corner.
Nah.
Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Were you smoking?
I know he was. Anyway,
you're over there coughing. What the? You got emphysema.
That smoker's cough.
I know.
Secondhand smoke over there. Aaron smoking and he's suffering. My gosh, dude.
Anyways, these girls posted. I can't even get back.
Yeah, watched the longer video.
Yeah, I watched the longer one. She talked about how this happened in the back of the plane. That the fuselage door ripped off during departure, during takeoff. They're in the air. They hit like, Bethany, do you remember how high they went? Like it was like 16,000?
15,000 feet.
It was 15? Yeah, it was like, I thought it was like 15 to 16,000 feet in the freaking air. Mm-hmm. And that thing, the whole wall of the plane, like a door size of the plane, ripped off.
That's like Final Destination.
That is literally like
this is in America. Like
this is real. Alaska Airlines.
The miracle.
Alaska Airlines. And people are literally saying like because this happened in 2019 and all of the 737 Maxes were landed in 2019.
Because one crashed
and 307 people died. Two crashed. You're right. And so this is another incident now happening 5 years later. And it was thankfully, like, obviously we know it was the grace of God that the two people that were sitting closest to that door missed their flight, first of all. And then second of all, they said the wind was so powerful that it immediately when it ripped off, people's phones were like yanked out of their hands. And I found a video where they actually found the phones and one of them was completely intact from falling in someone's backyard 15,000 feet. Yeah, is that insane?
That's crazy.
And then...
I erased my history.
They're like, dang, I thought I was going to get away
Titty
with it.
Jinx.
They found the phones, they found the door, and like someone, and then CBS News, I saw too that someone's like shirt was literally ripped off of his body. Like,
a little
that's
kid.
How hard the air like was sucked. Oh, but man. Thankfully, everyone, it was in takeoff, so everyone was still strapped in.
Aaron.
Like, you know, and everyone was down, and like nobody got actually seriously injured or anything like that, which is insane. Like, literally, a door-sized piece of the plane flew off. 737 Max.
I gotta write that down. So yeah.
And that's all the other TikToks on my algorithm of people being like, "This is how to avoid getting a ticket to one of those."
Yeah,
planes.
Yeah, United Airlines just did something too, where they landed a plane because of that. They didn't something else similar.
Because of the inspection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they all got it. All the 737s were grounded, and they all got inspected.
Are you having nightmares now?
No, but it's been on my mind like over and over. Like, this is
you're gonna drive instead of fly?
No, absolutely not. I have a trip coming up, but
oh, really? What's that? Where are you going?
Don't worry about it. Putting my information out there on the internet.
Just posting the fact afterwards. You know what I mean? Let them know where I was.
After
facts, absolutely. Yeah. So I'll tell you all a year from now. Yeah, but
we didn't know you were at the Adele concert. That was after the fact too.
Adele.
Adele.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I said.
You said the deal.
The deal.
What would you? But I want to know.
La Adele.
Okay.
All I can hear is like that Microsoft power shutdown sound. La Adele. No, I just wanted to. Yeah, that's just what my nightmares are made
of. That is very scary. I'm gonna have nightmares now.
And I've been thinking about it. What are your guys' nightmares made of? Let's get into it. Do you fear something like this? Like, is this a real fear for other people?
I do.
Heck yeah.
Like, does it go through your mind?
That puts me to
plug the hole. They're like, roll him. Roll him.
Him first.
Hey, but why roll? I said push. Oh. Not roll.
Roll? Dang.
Nah.
You remember the
and Kobe's dead. We killed Kobe. Sorry, Kobe.
Hey, you know what? No, I'm not gonna laugh at that, bro.
You're done.
I'm not gonna laugh at that.
Lord.
Wow.
Where's the water?
So,
man,
it's too far.
Nightmares. I'm curious. Who's had some scary nightmares? Like reoccurring nightmares, like over the years. Anything you want to share?
Thief in the night.
A Thief in the Night. What is that movie, A Thief in the Night?
Huh?
What is those it? Who don't know what that movie
the Rapture.
Is. The Rapture?
Explain it for people that don't understand it.
Okay, so imagine your mom's in the kitchen cooking, mm-hmm. and then a second later she's not there and all the pots are still there. And then you walk in and your mom's gone.
Sounds that's like a dude without a Mexican.
Bro, why you gotta say that? I want to say this. I want to say it, bro.
That was my fear.
Your mom's not going to finish cooking for you is your biggest fear.
And now you're always like, that was my childhood.
He's on It's a Day Without a Mexican, the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
No lawn guy. Nobody painting the houses.
I never knew what that movie was until she had me watch it. I go, what the heck is this? It's a cult.
You guys had Freddy Krueger and all that. I had Thief in the Night.
Thief in the Night.
I had this guillotine chopping your head off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Mark of the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember that. As a little kid, my parents put that movie on. We go see a church outreach or something. They play that movie.
Reports keep coming in from all over the globe confirming it as true. To say that the world is in a state of shock this morning would be to understate the situation. The event seems to have taken place at the same time all over the world just about 25 minutes ago. Suddenly and without warning, literally thousands, perhaps millions of people just disappeared.
The most scariest part of that movie to me was the music. And then the song, very monotone. You've been left behind. And I'm like,
that is scary.
It's very.
Yeah.
Yes. And DJ Talk later covered
DJ Talk,
it.
Yeah.
Covered it. Of course.
The sounds ready. That they had in there. They're just like,
oh, yeah. Uh-uh. And they had the hippie guy. Yeah.
I'm going to show that one to my kids.
I know.
They've been acting up lately, bro.
Me, a bedtime story. On, just 3 years old.
No, not the Kirk Cameron one. No, that was too soft.
The next day you hide from them in.
And leave your clothes on the
leave
floor.
Leave your clothes laid out on the couch like you're sitting there.
Consoles.
Every.
Make sure the consoles are clean.
Yeah. Hey, some guy did that to his wife. He had his kids in and it was crazy.
Oh, send me that video.
You know, I did have another nightmare, not about the Rapture, but I have no idea. There was a scary movie as a kid. My parents put it on. Maybe that's where I got those demonic movies you're talking about earlier off camera. But it was about a scarecrow. A kid running in the cornfield, all of a sudden runs, looks up, scarecrow just right there.
Oh.
Yep. And so I had that nightmare for years and years and years.
Oh, just a scarecrow?
Jeepers
just
creepers?
I don't know what it was. It was just
Smallville. Was it Children of the Corn?
It could have been. My parents.
That
were,
one's
my parents
scary.
Had it on.
Yeah, that was scary.
No, and I didn't realize it was The Wizard of Oz. No, it wasn't The Wizard of Oz. It was actually a scary movie, but
we weren't listening to you.
I know. I'm used to
it. Yeah. What'd you say?
Nothing. Don't worry.
He said already I'm the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, the Wizard of Oz?
Pobrecito.
It's hard to hear him that actually, though.
Oh, if I only had a brain.
I'm sorry, bro. Hey, good you know not. What? I'm going to keep one off so I can hear
Pobrecito.
You.
So earlier today, before we started recording, we had somebody paying a tribute to the Wizard of Oz. And we're going to do an impromptu concert right here in front. Can the person please sing that song from the Wizard of Oz here on the panel? Guess who it will be? Was singing that song somewhere.
Oh no, I was.
Go ahead.
Oh, somewhere over the rainbow. I was trying to be like that one big guy. You know who's that guy?
Oh yeah, with the ukulele.
With the ukulele, because he had the ukulele, and I was like, somewhere, and he was like a big.
Aaron, you were right there.
He was a what?
He was a big boy.
Oh okay.
Hey, gone too soon.
Share with the class, Aaron.
What?
What are you thinking?
Oh, it's a good song.
Okay, well, on that note, we have another segment called
Sourced from Around the Web for Your Delight. Here's your memes and clips of the week.
So today we have competing today is Naomi and Omar.
Let's go.
All right, so Naomi and Omar here at the desk. And the first one we're going to have ladies first, because we know we got to see if she sets a high standard.
Excuse me?
And if Omar could beat her. But I don't
did you ask me my pronouns?
Oh my gosh. Moving on.
Groomer.
Him.
Him. All right, here we go. Let's see
He's
what
like,
this is. You're more like a furry.
Foul, fool.
Deer taming.
Foul, fulfill, or whatever.
Hey, just play the video already.
We're scaring our guests today. Here, come on. Here we go.
Down this highway, going super fast, and this lizard hung on the whole way. Look at him. That's the look of a man that's seen God.
I can't hear nothing.
He didn't hear it. He didn't hear anything.
Well, do it again. We gotta do it again. How about it?
Actually, it was really low in my ears.
It was. It's low.
Turn up his.
I was like,
it was low on mine too, though.
All right, here we go.
I just drove down this highway.
Oh, there we go.
Going super fast, and this lizard hung on the whole way. Look at him.
Nice.
That's the look of a man that's seen God.
Okay.
It's like, that's, is it alive? I think he died in that, like, position. Honestly, it passed away.
That's brilliant. He's on the. He's there catching all the flies that come on the windshield.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
What a way really? To go.
Bug catching. What a way to go.
Gluttonous. Straight up.
Is that how?
If he was a gecko, he couldn't tell. He's like. Okay, here we go. Grammy is nowhere.
What? We're like, okay.
Here we go.
I've seen that one.
Oh my God.
That was messed up.
Abuela.
Oh my Abuela. God.
Oh my gosh.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Call Apple.
Okay, that's number two for Naomi. All right, number three.
María Luisa, no te mueras, por favor.
That's so, the face right there.
Oh, tension. All right.
These are good. I'm out.
These are pretty decent, actually. Yeah.
There's number four.
So I received a call from my daughter's school saying that she had been leaving the school with a strange man every day. And it was not her dad. I was trembling. I mean, my heart was just beating outside of my chest. I've always made it a point to tell the school that if my daughter leaves with someone outside of ourselves, that they need to contact us immediately. They described this man. They said he was tall, stubby, looked like he was out of shape. His hair was fragile. He had a light mustache. It was, oh my God. I was shaken. I asked them, did they have any proof? They sent over a photo. My heart started beating. I started whimpering. I was shocked. It was me without my wig. It was me, y'all.
Oh my God.
That is so messed up. That's foul. I was waiting.
The lady,
like,
at the bottom was, he's dead. Oh my God.
Like, I was shocked. I like how you picked the perfect memes that make Phil laugh. Like, die.
Feels God.
I just picture those dolls with the hair pull off. Like, all right.
With the little mustache, the light mustache. Yeah.
The fragile hair.
Fragile hair.
Good job.
Dang it, Naomi. These stubby, are good.
But tall. That threw me off. I was like, stubby but tall.
I'm just like calling myself stubby.
Instead of.
I won't use that as a segue, but we have next is. Sorry.
Dang,
man.
You want it? You want it?
I might forfeit. Those are good.
Okay, number right, one from.
I shouldn't have even laughed at yours. I'd have been like, that's stupid. That was dumb. That's not even funny, fool. Oh, hater.
True.
That's offensive.
I'm going to laugh at mine real hard right now.
Be your biggest supporter.
All right, here we go. Number one.
I am my biggest supporter.
Three ways to sin without your pastor knowing. Let's get it.
Ooh,
looks like somebody's got to repent.
He's a
Okay, here we go. Replay.
False advertisement.
Three ways to sin without your pastor knowing this. Get it? Looks like somebody's got to repent.
I guess they're weird fingers too.
Yeah. No, he's off.
Why are you
saying
that? The force. The force is strong with this one.
Dang it.
I'm sorry. Oh, God.
All right, play the next one.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's just roast his memes, honestly.
Oh, dude, I can't stand you guys.
Let's go. Omar's number two.
He is number two.
Oh. Okay, one more time.
You paused it or
it's the element of
the unexpected.
Hey.
So dumb.
Love.
All right, number three.
Love serving.
Whoever made these tamales, there is a word out for your rest.
Oh no.
For real, warm for your ass.
You just put that in for the cringe factor.
Oh my gosh. And number four.
That's the one.
What is that?
Day one of doing a push up for every follower. I have one follower, so that means one push up. Just to clarify, I will still be doing a challenge. I'll be walking 23,000 inches.
the sound effects, the music on it.
I'm glad we had a good time here, but now it comes down to the decision of one. Was it Naomi's drunken? What you did? Is it
the lizard?
Is it Naomi the lizard? Naomi's lizard.
That's not what I was trying to do.
Naomi's lizard.
Naomi's
the
lizard.
The lizard queen.
Naomi's lizard.
Or wow. Omar's chubby boy. So which one? Okay.
What did? How do you feel about this guy's comment?
I didn't hear the audio, so I don't think I should vote.
Dang it.
Okay. All right.
That's
right.
Fair.
That's fair. Thank you. Okay. So we're going to take a vote now from not counting myself or Bethany out of the three. So if there's a tie, Kobe will break the tie. So first we have Kayla, who has a little bit of bias against Omar, and more so because she loves Naomi. And let's see who she votes for.
The second half is true.
You said earlier that you didn't think his were funny, but you were laughing. So are you lying?
Yeah, they were sympathy chunkles.
Oh, sympathy. Look
did
at
you
that.
Say chunkles?
Yeah, I did. She said I chunkles. I did say chunkles. Yeah.
Did you really say that?
I have a chunkles? Speech impediment.
Are you mocking me now?
Dang.
What is chunkles?
Yeah. What is chunkles?
Like nothing. Fat giggle?
Es una la gordito las. Es a chunkle.
That's on brand. That's on brand.
We gotta make a t-shirt for that one.
Chunkles.
What was that? The other t-shirt.
And then what's the other one? Balenciagas.
Balenciagas. Dude, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
All right. So,
in my opinion, Naomi won.
Okay, one for Naomi.
Come on.
All right.
You know the truth, Omar.
Mr. Aaron, who won in this one?
Even though Omar's last video was like a good like right hook, you know, in a fight, I gotta give it to Naomi.
What?
She was the best all around, yeah. You know?
I'm just curious.
Even though
Kobe.
The finger scared me, bro.
Threw me off.
And he didn't even give the tips.
Wow.
I was ready to like write my notes.
I'm sorry.
Kobe, who would you have picked?
Like which video who? Was the funniest?
No. Who, out of the four, everybody had four. So who's four total the most laughter?
Between Omar and Naomi.
Dang, Omar's dogging him right now.
The first one?
Naomi.
All right. I always work for you, that's what I think. So. All right, so. Look at this.
Well, that was unanimous, so no tiebreaker needed.
Okay, well, see, you should have created that drama. Right, created that vote for Omar.
Okay, so, I changed my vote.
Thank you, bro.
Too late. Okay, then Nicole, you broke the tie. Sorry, here we go. So you're back to the winner. All right, so
there should be like crown the winner music.
But there wasn't even a tie. It was these there was two. No tie. There was no need for Kobe to vote.
There was no tie. We just wanted to know.
You just wanted to support your wife a little bit more.
There we go. He's rubbing in. Okay.
You're sick, man. For supporting your wife. You're sick.
How dare you.
All right, so we have one more segment. Before we do, just wanted to let you know, coming up, Diligence is part of a now network called the Podcast Layer Network.
Hey.
Yes, which will now be part of here, represents here in the Valley. There'll be several other podcasters coming aboard. So basically that will share suggestions to other people's podcasts will be suggested to our audience and vice versa. Just spread the word what God is doing. Our podcast here is just to show that we can have fun as Christians and be silly and make fun of each other and not get canceled. So
no agenda here.
But. No agenda. we do have one final one. We've been getting a lot of feedback on this. So now it's time for...
It's time for Crazy Sponsors with Aaron.
Number one sponsor.
Because it was a season, you know, during this time. Our first sponsor tonight is the tamales. It's a wonderful thing. If you're poor, it's probably the only thing you unwrap during Christmas. The typical joke, you know. But something that I'm learning is also you have to be creative with these things. I mean, it's amazing to eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with some eggs, you know, in the morning, at night, you know, reheating them up. And then the other thing that I've been learning about these is it kind of gauges your age. So like now I feel old because like I can heat one up on a comal and drink it with like a cup of coffee and it's like I'm like really old. Like, but
well, what did you do when you were younger then?
I know, yeah. Huh?
How did you eat it?
When you just eat it. You know, you heat it up in the microwave. You know.
Okay. All right, and
that's our first sponsor
good.
Tonight.
I like that one.
Yes.
Tis the season.
Tis the season to be jolly. That's right. Sticking with the colder weather in this season, our second is the San Michael's blankets. I tell people when Jesus said he was going to send his comforter, this was like what he meant. Like,
comforter.
If you've ever been like wrapped by this thing, you feel the presence of God. Like it's
the sun.
The beautiful thing is like it's a gift that keeps giving.
Yep.
Like let's say you moved into a house, you got some nosy neighbors. It could be your nice little curtain.
True.
Yeah. You know, go to Walmart, get your curtains. Also, when you're moving and you got to get your grandma's like 200-pound china cabinet, you can cover the cabinet. She don't even have china,
furniture pad.
But she has a china cabinet, you know. And so it's able to be a moving blanket
versatile.
As well.
Yep.
It's a gift. It's a beautiful thing. Second sponsor. Our last sponsor tonight is the overhead projector. All you people that worship now with Pro Presenter. And these computers and the LED screens. No, this was it. Even when you had the new song, you had to be there with the Sharpie, the overhead marker. Try not to sweat while you were smearing the letters. And then the brother that was kind of cockeyed, you know, he'd write the letters like they would drip down.
Left-handed writers do not apply.
Now, who knows the song here? I'm just curious.
Heck yeah.
Huh? Come, now is the time to worship.
All right, it's all about
now is the time to give your
Lord.
That's such a
He's not doing the human video over here.
And now for interpretive dancing with Omar. That's the next segment.
I'll be your background now.
Hey,
that's Patreon.
All right, take it up. No backup dancers.
Okay, well, thank you. We had a great time today. We're going to look again forward to many more episodes this season. We're going to be having special events like a launch party slash a crossover with another podcaster.
Wow.
So we'll be announcing more things soon. That's coming up in the spring. But also, too, we want to remind you that you can, Omar. Aaron, what can they do?
Please, pretty please, with all these cherries on top, like, subscribe, tell your friends, comment, leave me some comments so we can fight. And no, I'm saying, share these things, give a nice little like there on Instagram, YouTube, all is wonderful, MySpace, whatever you have. Check us out there, please.
Yeah, all right. And well, thank you again for joining us. That's it for
Delusions.
All right, see you back next time.
Thanks for diving deep with us on the Delusions podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to the podcast on your favorite platform. By doing so, you'll never miss an opportunity to dive deep with us again, and you'll help us grow our community of curious minds. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Delusions. Delusions.
You're the Jay-Z of
Jingles.
That's it, Jay-Z of Jingles. That's P. Diddy. Can't. He's off the record now. He's no more canceled.
He's really Diddy. Canceled right now.
What is he? What did he do?
He's a Cochino.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to bring down my boy T.D. Jakes. También.
T.D. Jakes. I knew it.
He's all in on it too.
I knew it when he was wearing that big robe on stage one time. I was like, dang, that fool.
He had too much sugar in his tank.
He was like, get ready, get ready.
Now are loose. I was like, bro.
He loosed it in him.
Oh my God. I don't know what the scandal was, but.
It's accusations.
It's accusations? Allegedly.
Rumor has it.
Yeah.
Pobrecito,
they don't know the T.D. Jakes puns. That's why, like, what is a T.D. Jake? I'm dulling right now.
What is a T.D. Jake? What's a T.D. touchdown? You don't know touchdown, Jake?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
He's touching down on a lot of people.
No.
Hey, we can't use none of this.
We're is this banned? Is this the band files or what?
We're going to hell.
I thought we were talking about the absurd. Hey, church, politics.
Oh my gosh.
It's all in there, man.
And the Nothing's
don't come for me. You know what I mean? Black Twitter. Gosh. And it's out there. You never heard of Black Twitter?
No.
Oh, it's out there. Black Twitter's a thing. Look it up.
Let's go.
It's a thing. They're going to come for us. She's like, leave me out the episode. Bethany's, leave me out. I still got to finish school. I still need a job, a career.
She's recording right now.
She's like, great. I have to be self-employed now.
Bro.
I got work for no.
Oh my God.
Hey, my goodness, dude.
I can't wait till we're canceled.
I told you. What did I say? Seven? We're done.
We're done after
it's
this.
It's over.
One.
We went after, after the anointed one.
This is where we get canceled.
Jeez. Hey.
Okay. Let's see.
You said, do you now shall not touch the Lord's anointed? I was like, you shouldn't be touching people, fool. You shouldn't. The Lord's anointed shouldn't be touching people. You got a word? We preach in 2024, boy. Let's go.
Hey, you should never get my credentials.
Janae's gonna be mad. She said
keyboard right here.
Is T.D. Jakes with the denomination? Or is he connected?
I don't know what he's up to.
I don't either.
You see the video of him at the poolside?
No.
Doing a little.
No,
little,
I like actually don't know anything about what you're talking about.
Doing a little. Take that. Take that.
All right. So
they're
getting Diddy
for like being homosexual, like having his parties and like in these rooms, like they would do like crazy things at his parties, right?
Mm-hmm. Just inappropriate sexual misconduct.
They're saying that T.D. Jakes was at these parties.
Oh.
And they seen him in those rooms.
Yeah, and he has nickname. He has a nickname.
Okay. And you said Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin's just as bad too.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, you seen his concert clips?
No. Did you see him and his wife coming out with that reality show? Did you see that?
Kirk Franklin?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You see the one where he cussed out his kid, the video, and the kid released the recording? Now listen up, you. And he's all cussing at him. And then he says, and then he comes out later. This is family talk. I was like, bro, I don't talk to my family like that.
Or dancing on stage and backing up against somebody's some woman, and TD Jakes is standing right there and laughing, thinking
makes
it's
you clap
thing.
Your hands, makes you wanna
makes
dance.
You clap your cheeks. Hanging out with TD.
We're not getting anywhere, y'all. This is not I need to go home to my dog.
I just got the video now. This is behind the scenes, by the way. So we'll see if we use any of that.
Kobe's like, I don't know if I'm going to come back.
I know. Kobe's like, where the heck am I?
He's like, what did I see?
I don't know. Christian.
Okay, here we go.
How do you know Phil? No accusations, but do you know from like church or something? Oh, okay. All right. Cool. All right.
What is he thought?
Like,
you're like,
I was like, oh man, what if like this guy's not even like a Christian? And then Phil invites him and says, oh, come hang out. Like, yeah, we're a bunch
he's
of
used to everything.
Come out. We you know, we're Christians. We hang out. We have a good time. You know, we're talking bad.
It's for the okay.
We're talking bad. We're talking bad.
Are you guys ready?
Oh, we're gonna get you saved, girl. But stay away from TD Jakes church, okay?
Oh my God.
You're like, I'm not going there. He's watching football still.
I know, bro. He's been on his phone the whole time.
Okay, here we go.
We have to reset the cameras.
Oh my God.
I said all that.
I said my things.
Right, let's do it.
On time, right. Kayla. Here we go. I said my things on
three.
Time.
Oh, sorry, I was asked to do it.
Two. One.
I know, so was I.
You've been left behind.